News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show here in Charlotte. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. And I'm so happy to welcome back to the program. It's been far too long, and she has certainly gotten so much more active in the world of this campaign that's happening. Laura Trump, the new co-chair of the RNC. It is great to have you back, Laura.
Well, thank you. I know. Why did we wait so long? What are we doing?
Well,
have
you
back more often. I love it.
Absolutely. Look, it's wonderful to have you back in the home state. So let me ask you a question about this. We saw a very ugly inflation number coming out earlier today. The president's been touting, President Biden's been touting the great successes of Bidenomics. What's your assessment of what we're seeing here?
I mean, it's amazing that they actually believe on the left that they can just flat out lie to people and that people will actually believe what they're saying, despite the fact that everyone in their wallets and their pocketbooks knows a very different story. Consumer price index, as you said, just came out today for the recent cycle, and things are up significantly since Joe Biden took office. Overall, the cost of just general living is up 19.4%. That's nearly 20% in 3 years. That is huge. Things that are big for people, some folks in North Carolina, but a lot of people in the northern part of the country, the Northeast, fuel oil up 59%. We know gas has been high. It's still up over 50%. Eggs, leased cars. Have you noticed how expensive cars have gotten out there, ladies and gentlemen? The truth is they can't lie their way out of this, and this is a huge problem they have on the Democrat side of the aisle, because we have this really incredible ability right now to do something that no one alive has been able to do, and that's compare two presidencies and two presidents. We know how life was under Donald Trump for 4 years. We know how life has been under Joe Biden for the past 3+ years. People know that their life was a lot better, that things were a lot easier. They had more money in their pocket. They felt safer when Donald Trump was in office. And now, with still nearly a year left in his first term in office, Joe Biden has gone 180 degrees in the other direction on nearly every single front. So, yeah, these numbers were not great for Joe Biden. They weren't great for the Democrats. And sadly, they weren't great for the country, because it means that life is significantly harder for people right now. And we all can feel it.
I mean, look, whether it's the economy, whether it's people trying to deal with their savings, we've got inflation. That's obvious. But we also have him running around and forgiving all kinds of student loan programs and this sort of stuff. And in addition to that, the world is on fire, Laura. The chaos in the Middle East, the threats that are facing us. And I don't have to remind you about the current condition at the border as well. I mean, this is out of control. So give us an idea of what a future would look like with a different president there.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, we actually know how Donald Trump will be as president. I think the irony, of course, is that people recall when Donald Trump first ran, when he came down the escalator in Trump Tower and announced he was running for president in 2015, people said, oh, this guy's going to start World War III. Imagine Donald Trump having the nuclear codes. And yet, what did you see happen on a world stage with Donald Trump as president? We saw not wars in the Middle East like we have right now. You saw peace agreements, the Abraham Accord signed in the Middle East. We had the strongest ally in Donald Trump for the state of Israel that I think they have ever had. Of course, he kept his promises there, moved the American embassy to Jerusalem, recognized the Golan Heights for Israel. Then you look around at China. Don't kid yourself, folks. China has been chomping at the bit to usurp us as the superpower of the world. And guess who kept them at bay? It was Donald Trump. You had a historic trade agreement with China when Donald Trump was in office. It's gone the other direction with Joe Biden there. It started, of course, with our horrific exit from Afghanistan, embarrassment after embarrassment on the world stage. It also started after Joe Biden's Keystone XL pipeline shut down. His first order as president of the United States was to do that. And of course, that made us energy dependent. We were no longer an energy exporter. We were reliant on other countries. It made us so much weaker on the world stage. It allowed actors like Vladimir Putin to have the funding to do things like invade Ukraine, and had the gumption to invade Ukraine with Joe Biden at the helm. It's a much different world order with Donald Trump in there. It was peace through strength with Donald Trump. Now we feel like we are on the verge of World War III with Joe Biden. And here at home, I think people recall we had the largest tax cuts in American history with Donald Trump in office. We did, as you just note, have a secure border.
Yeah.
We had the lowest border crossings in 60 years under Donald Trump. Joe Biden has allowed tens of millions of people likely into this country, and he's just given them the open door policy to come in. We don't know who they are. Taxing every system we have in America. Right now you have things in Chicago, illegal immigrant shelters like tuberculosis and measles outbreaks. This is a big problem. People know what life was like under Donald Trump, and they are desperate, I think, to get back to that state.
Visiting with Lara Trump, who is the new co-chair of the RNC. So let me pivot to that for a quick second. How do people get more information and keep up to date with all the stuff that you all are doing there at the RNC and in the campaign more broadly?
Yeah, well, listen, one of the things we're doing is we have on our hands a huge election integrity operation at the RNC. Aside from getting out the vote, it is the most important thing to us, protecting the vote, ensuring that there is no voter fraud like we saw in 2020 ever happen again, but specifically in this campaign cycle. We want volunteers. We want you to come be part of the team. Mm-hmm. DonaldJTrump.com, GOP.com. Please come volunteer. If you're inclined to donate, right now we have seen so much money pour into this campaign, and we're going to need every penny of that for advertising dollars, for on-the-ground movements within the state of North Carolina, but across the country. Mm-hmm. Of course, we need to do everything in our power to ensure that this election goes the right way, because I don't think it's hyperbolic to say if we do not see Donald Trump as the next president, I don't know that we have the same country left on the other side of it. So DonaldJTrump.com, GOP.com. Please come join our team. We would love to have you as part of it.
It's a pleasure to catch up with you. I look forward to many conversations moving forward, and the best to your family and the former president. I appreciate you being there, Lara. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thank you again.
You got it. That's Lara Trump. How about that?